Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we are going to discuss today relates to the issue of jihad vis-a-vis Jesus sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings. Now, we know that in Christianity, as it is understood, that there is no concept of jihad, and therefore people, of course Christians, they say that Christianity is a religion of love and mercy, and other religions, for example Islam, is a religion of violence, because there are a lot of directives regarding jihad and warfare given in it. And so therefore the question which actually arises is that if it is claimed that Islam was also the religion of Jesus, and of course Islam is the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, then why is it that the Islam which was brought forth by Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam was devoid of any directive of jihad? Now, it needs to be understood that jihad, of course, can only be conducted, can only be launched, if there are certain conditions which are met. One of these conditions is that the person who launches jihad, he must have political sovereignty of some piece of land. He must have the rulership of some piece of land. He cannot launch jihad without state authority. In other words, if jihad is launched without state authority, it is nothing but disorder and anarchy, and this is not allowed in Islam. So just as we say that for Hajj we need the fact that a person is able to do Hajj, there has to be a certain condition which has to be met in this regard, and that is that he should have certain resources at his disposal. And if he does not have those resources at his disposal, then he of course is absolved of doing Hajj. Very similarly, if jihad, of course, cannot be conducted, if the issue of state authority is not there, if someone does not have state authority, then he cannot conduct jihad. So we know from the life of the Prophet Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was not able to acquire political authority in any area. So therefore, the issue of jihad never arose in his times. However, it would be wrong to conclude that jihad was never a part of Islam that he brought forth. As I said, this is because the fact that he never was able to acquire political authority of any area, that this directive was not given to them. So it would be wrong to believe that jihad is something which is specific to the Islam brought by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it also needs to be understood that the jihad conducted by the prophets of God in their specific category, in this specific capacity, relates to the fact that they punish people who intentionally deny the truth. And this punishment takes the shape of the swords of the believers, of course. And it emanates from the swords of the believers and from the Rasul himself when they are able to acquire political authority. And when they are not able to acquire political authority, then the Almighty himself, through divine intervention, for example, through storms and earthquakes, he demolishes the addresses of a Rasul. In the case of Jesus, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the case was even more wider. And since he was not given political authority, and since he was the last of the prophets of the Israelites, so therefore, if Jews had denied him as well as they did, the punishment which was announced for them was that those who would deny Jesus would always remain subservient to those who have followed Jesus. So therefore, for them, the punishment took a specific form. And in this particular form, they were to remain subservient to the followers of Jesus. But as I said, the bottom line is that if Jesus did not conduct jihad or did not launch jihad, it was not because in Christianity or the Islam brought by Jesus, this directive does not exist. It is like saying that there are certain conditions which have to be met after which a certain directive is to be given. So since the all-important condition of state authority was not met in the times of Jesus, so therefore this directive was not given to him. It would to give an example, it would be tantamount to saying that Jesus lived in his Meccan period throughout his life, and even he never launched jihad, simply because, just as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never launched jihad in his Meccan period, simply because he did not have any political authority. It was only in Medina that this jihad was launched, because political authority and state authority was at his disposal. So if any comparison has to be made, it can be made by stating the fact that Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually lived in his Meccan period, in his own Meccan period, of course. And this would, of course, in inverted commas, would signify that he was never given political authority. And in that area, in that particular time, he had to administer his preaching office through exhortation, through urging people, and he could not have conducted jihad. So the bottom line has to remain clear that if Jesus did not launch jihad, if Jesus did not conduct jihad, it was not because the Islam brought forth by Jesus did not have this directive. It was only because the all-important condition of state authority was not met till that time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.